This is the second in a series of studies on the basics of salvation. In our last study, we saw that mankind is lost. Mankind is lost because they do not believe in Jesus Christ. Because they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they don't have righteousness and will one day be judged. But this is not the end of the story. We now wish to see what God has done for us. God is a good and gracious God, and despite our sin, He has provided a means by which man can be right with God. First thing we wish to see is that God became man, Jesus Christ. This is the first thing that we need to know, that only God could provide salvation to man. God did this Himself. He did not call on some lowly created being to save us, but He Himself did what was necessary. We see in Hebrews 1, verses 8 and 9, that the Son is God. We could multiply many passages which also state that He is God. For example, John 1, 1, Titus 2, 13, 2 Peter 1, 1, Philippians 2, 5. Though the Son is God, He became a little lower than the angels, according to Hebrews 1, so that He could taste death for every man, according to Hebrews 2, 9. He had to become like us so He could die in our place. If we read on in the same chapter, we find that the Son became flesh and blood because we are flesh and blood, Hebrews 2:14. I want to see that God was motivated by love in doing this. John 3:16, very well-known verse, says that the Father loved us by sending His Son. Some of your English Bibles say, "For God so loved the world," and we think of so many, He loved it so much. But literally, the word "so" means He loved it in this way, or this is how He did it. He did it by sending His Son. The Father demonstrates His love by the Son dying for us while we were still sinners, we find in Romans 5:8. The Son didn't die for us because we were good people. We were sinners. Those are the kind of people He died for. We saw that briefly in our last study. We want to see that He died in place of our sins. When Jesus Christ died in place of our sins, He did three works to secure our salvation. He satisfied God concerning our sins. The big theological word for this is propitiation. In many of your English Bibles, that's still the word that you'll see. God had been wronged as mankind rebelliously disobeyed Him. Jesus Christ's death satisfied God regarding man's offenses against God. We didn't have to satisfy God for our sins. Jesus Christ did it for us. He satisfied God regarding our sins. 1 John 2:2. He satisfied God regarding the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. And He satisfied God regarding our sins as a demonstration of God's love in 1 John 4:10. Second, when He died, He paid the debt we owed for our sins. Another big theological word is found with this. It's the word redemption. You see, a violation had been committed, and the fine or debt for that violation had to be paid. Christ paid that price by His death in place of our sins. He redeemed or paid for us by His precious blood, we find in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. He paid the price we owed for our sins. So our sins are forgiven or sent away, according to Colossians 1, 14. Finally, He made peace between God and man. The big theological word for this is reconciliation. Man is at war with God. In fact, the Bible says man is a God-hater, Romans 1:30, and an enemy of God, Romans 5:10. But Jesus Christ made peace by the blood of His cross, Colossians 1:20. He reconciled us to God by His death, Romans 5:10. He was the means by which God reconciled the world to Himself. That means that He doesn't immediately destroy the world for their sins, according to 2 Corinthians 5:19. Now that's Christ's death. But we also want to see that He rose again. He is alive. After he died and was buried, Christ literally and physically rose. Now, he didn't rise as a ghost or an apparition. In fact, he's alive right now. He was seen by others, even those who doubted his resurrection. Look at John 20, verses 25 through 18. He has a body of flesh and bone, according to Luke 25, 39. He even ate food, according to Luke 24, 42 through 43. He is even now coming in flesh, 2 John 7. Christ's resurrection is more than a technicality. It's more than a stamp of approval on Christ's death on the cross. It's the basis of our salvation, or as much the basis of our salvation as is his death on the cross. We are born again by his resurrection, according to 1 Peter 1:3. Christ can't give us life if he's still dead. And we are also declared righteous, or justified, as you find in some of your English Bibles, because of his resurrection, Romans 4:25. In fact, we'd find out that regarding this this justification or a declaration of righteousness, we find that it is due to redemption. Redemption paid the price. When the price or penalty is paid, then the sin is sent away. God calls that sending away forgiveness. When the sin is sent away, God the judge declares the one believing in Jesus Christ righteous. That's justification. Therefore, if we are not in Christ, or we are not in Christ, if Christ is not raised, and if Christ is not raised, then we are still in our sins, according to 1 Corinthians 15:14 through 17. If he were still dead, the price wouldn't be applied, and the sins wouldn't be sent away. We would still be liable for the debt of our sins. Now, this message of Christ's death and resurrection is called good news. Our English Bibles often translate this word gospel. It is good news for us because Christ bore the penalty we owed for our sins. It is good news for us because Christ did not remain dead, as every other religious leader has, but he rose again from the dead, and he's alive right now. We might ask, is that good news for you right now?